Well, today we have two readings that tie perfectly together. St. Paul's advice to the Christians of Colossae and Jesus' teaching in St. Luke, which is St. Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. And Luke is called the Sermon on the Plain. But he contains so much of the same teachings that Jesus gave us in Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount. But take a look first at what St. Paul says of how Christians should live, that we have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. At our baptism, when we had original sin washed away, we put on our Lord Jesus Christ. We received his divine grace within our soul. We had original sin removed. We received the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity, sanctifying grace, which filled our soul. And we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why our parents and godparents placed a baptismal garment over us. It reminded us that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then St. Paul says, we are God's chosen ones. We are holy and beloved. We are children of God, sons and daughters of God. We share in God's own life that he gives us through the holy sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist. And he then tells us how to live. And he says that we have to live first with heartfelt compassion. The word compassion is from the Latin word compassio, which means to suffer with. If you're with a compassionate person, they suffer along with you. It's more than sympathy. Compassion means they're willing to suffer along with you, as Jesus was compassionate towards us and he suffered with us and for us. St. Paul says Christians should have kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and bear with one another and forgive one another. It's the hallmark of a Christian to be compassionate, forgiving, and loving. It says, just as the Lord has forgiven us, so we must forgive others. How has the Lord forgiven us? Look up at the cross. When you see the crucifix, you see Jesus' total, unconditional, unselfish, sacrificial love for us. And he says, love one another as I have loved you. He says, as the Lord has forgiven us, so we must forgive others as well. Paul says, above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, because it brings everything together. And let the peace of Christ control our hearts. And then it says, be thankful. So Christians are called to be men and women of peace and gratitude, to always be grateful for everything. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in us. The word of Christ, this is the word Christ is so sacred that many Christians have repeated the holy name of Jesus in the Jesus Prayer, the Philokalia, the beautiful prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The Jesus Prayer, many of the saints, the hermits in the desert, would repeat the holy name of Jesus, the holy name of Christ. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in us. And it says, in all wisdom, teach and admonish one another. So we're called to teach others, and if they stray, we try to bring them back on the right path. And St. Paul says we should sing hymns and psalms and spiritual songs with gratitude in our hearts to God. So Christians have been singing for 2,000 years, even at the Last Supper before Jesus went out to his death. The last was recorded that they sang. Even Jesus sang at the Last Supper before he went to his death and was arrested in Gethsemane. So we're called to be singers, to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs out of gratitude to God. And then he says, whatever we do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Imagine if we all live this way. If husbands live this way, if wives live this way, if children, brothers and sisters, if we all live this way, what a beautiful way this would be to live as Christians. And lastly, just a thought about today's gospel. Jesus again gives us so much about loving our enemies, doesn't say we have to like them. It does say we have to love them. So you might not like your enemies, but we do have to love them, which means we have to pray for them. We have to pray for their conversion. We have to pray for their salvation. We should desire the highest and best good for them, which means their ultimate conversion and their entrance into heaven one day. He even says if somebody curses us, we bless them. We don't curse them back, but we bless them. If somebody hates us, we're called to do good to them, to pray for those who mistreat us, to turn the other cheek. Notice everything Jesus tells us in today's gospel, he did. Jesus turned the other cheek in the Garden of Gethsemane when the soldier struck him before the high priest. Jesus turned the other cheek. It says, when they take your cloak, give them your tunic as well. They took all of the Lord's clothing, his robe. They took his garments and cast dice for them. So Jesus did all these things. He was willing to forgive as well. Jesus loved his enemies. He did good for them. When they cursed him, Jesus blessed them and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Jesus prayed for his enemies. And then he concludes by saying, be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. This will be the theme of this coming year of mercy, of Pope Francis wanting us to be merciful, to do the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, to feed the poor, to give drink to the thirsty, to clothe the naked, to shelter the homeless, to visit the sick, to visit the imprisoned, to correct sinners. See, this is the works of mercy. So we can summarize all these things in that one word. A Christian is called to be merciful. We have received the forgiveness and mercy of God, so we're called to truly be merciful to others.